Hello, and welcome to Dungeons, Dice, and Drama. I am your host, Josh, and I will be taking you on an adventure through distant space. I'm here to recap you guys on the first few sessions of our little campaign that we have going on, called Galactorama. It's a pretty fun, comedic-based campaign that will have a lot more dramatic elements introduced later on in the show. We've only played around 3 sessions so far, so I'm here to catch you up on what you've missed. Why not record the first few sessions, you ask? Well, that's because I initially didn't think this would work very well in an audio format, but after playing the first few sessions with my players, I decided that this would be an excellent chance to really just show this to everybody. Everybody put a lot of work into their characters, and they're all really excited to get to use them. And I think this would work great as a podcast. So, here we are. It all begins on a distant planet deep in the depths of space. This orange planet, named Titan, was originally inhabited by a species called the Kaidokin. An orc-like race of pink-skinned, huge, muscular creatures. Everything was seemingly normal on this planet until one day. An invasion happened. A race of people called Eidolonians, they're basically just humans, invaded the planet and took over everything that they held dear. Years pass as we see the evolution or devolution of what was once this beautiful planet. We are now on modern Titan, a haven for super companies and massive corporations, the biggest of them all, Eidolon Casinos, Bounties, and Hospice, or ECB&H for short. And this is where we meet our first of the players, what seemingly appears to be a robot at first glance, but inside this robot is a plant, in fact. This is a species I created called the Terra. The Terra are a species of vine that can inhabit any corpse, robot or otherwise. This specific Terra going by the name of Kale. And they are currently inhabiting what is called a metal-born body. Metal-borns are robots created to fight in the Eidolonian War against the Kaidokin to control Titan, the biggest war the galaxy has ever seen. They are taking their first-ever job. This specific job is to infiltrate and gain dirt on a company called the Carlisle Company. What do they do? Nobody seems to know, suspiciously. And to complete this mission, Kale will have to team up with another person. It's sort of a fail-safe. In case something goes wrong, they can have someone on the side to help them out in that bad situation. Their partner, however, had already left and is currently waiting at the building, and so they head on out to the hyper train. Meanwhile, we cut to a crashing ship that is burning and plummeting towards the ground. We zoom in through the window and see a large fish-like man holding off multiple what appear to be gang members, while a large shirtless Eidolonian is fighting off many of them by himself. The large fish-like man is what's called a Korzak, a tri-jawed fish person, huge and massive in stature. This specific Korzak goes by the name of Agil. The man he's fighting alongside is an ex-wrestler by the name of Ross the Wrangler. The two fight off the gang members, and just before we're able to see if they're able to land the ship, we cut. We cut to what looks like an incredibly long line with hundreds of people waiting. We pan down this line to see two people. The first of which is a small cat-like being with six arms and three tails, what is called an Imatantra. This species cannot speak for itself, as it was once a trap predator before it had evolved, and so it never truly gained its own voice. What it can do is mimic anything it hears, and thus it is able to speak through that. And we pan up to see a Metalborn. This Metalborn goes by the name Feedback, while the Imatantra goes by the name Plash. The two of them are waiting in line for what looks like this portal, as they are pushed along and suddenly pushed right into the portal. As they fall and twist and turn through this ever-winding, bright purple portal, they suddenly land on flat ground. But for whatever reason, they appear to still be in the portal. They land in what look like old ruins, climbing the stairs and seeing an old man crouching at the top by a window. They reach out to help him, and he reaches towards them, eyes glowing bright white, and touches them both, launching them both through the portal once more. Suddenly they find themselves in an empty field, looking up only after the wind blows, so heavily that they have to see what the cause is. They look up to see a huge ship. As suddenly the wind pushes them so hard that they both fall over, falling back through this portal once again, twisting and turning until they land on what looks like a battlefield. They both stand up, able to see the portal right off in the distance, an actual escape from this horrific situation, as they both dash towards the portal, narrowly dodging lasers and bullets and edged weapons, and they jump through as we cut back to Kale. Kale is on the hypertrain. Riding along what is a normal train, it hovers, and there is only two of them on the entire planet of Titan. They are so fast and so efficient that they do not need any others. Everything seems to be going fine, until the train comes to an abrupt stop, launching all passengers who are not holding on or sitting down all the way to the front of their cars. They hear a voice over the intercom system asking them to get out of the train. They will have to walk the rest of the way, unfortunately. They get out and see the conductor, who is explaining exactly what they're going to do and how to follow the exact protocols, when suddenly they hear something in the dark. A large tick-like insect jumps on the man as he's massacred in front of everybody. A few people go up and throw the insect off of him, but it's too late as the insect retracts back into the darkness, when suddenly they hear 1, 2, 5, 10, 100, 1,000, uncountable numbers. An incomprehensible amount of insects start rushing and chattering and clicking towards them. Kale has to run. And so Kale sprints as fast as they can, as they see the literal light at the end of this tunnel. They see Titan security come down and ask them to run faster as they pull out their laser weaponry and start shooting at the bugs. One jumps on Kale's back, narrowly murdering them, but luckily one of the security guards shoots it right off before it's able to do any damage. Kale narrowly escapes, and is the only one to escape this situation. As they ascend the stairs from the hypertrain station, now covered in blood and insect guts, finally, a moment to breathe, as they walk right towards the Carlisle Company building, as they see everyone we've met so far. Agil, Ross, Plash, Feedback, and their new partner, Bones, another Metalborn. They're all in a sort of disguise, though it's all exactly the same disguise. It's a sort of business casual outfit, a dress shirt, a tie, and khakis, as they all walk in and begin this tour of the building. They're supposed to be alleged new employees on a tour of the building. As they walk in, however, they see a huge facility. And this is just the hallway. They all start talking until they realize that the tour guide has left them behind. They're in what seems to be a never-ending cubicle field, is the best way to describe it. Cubicle upon cubicle upon cubicle, it never seems to end. And so they try to ask around, and unfortunately, whatever this business does, and it seems like what they do is, well, business? Whatever this business does, it does something to the employees. They're all incredibly stupid. Luckily, however, they do eventually find the data entry room, after a bit of fumbling around, running through cubicles, and causing trouble. They start to enter the room when suddenly they hear a boom, pounding from the cubicles behind them. They see a man, taller than any of the people they've met. He rushes towards them with a massive magazine in his hand. He's balding, and he has a big mustache. This is the boss man. And so they have their first battle with the boss of this company. They succeed, and actually cave his skull in with his own magazine. They open up his magazine, and all it says is business. And that seems to be all it says. They move on from this confusing and disorienting situation and head into the data entry room. It's a massive room with a faint blue light emanating. And they see a few robots on treads with these screens with faces on them. Pretty basic faces, like a colon and a parenthesis. Specifically, they go to one of the robots, named Robbie. They speak to him, and he hates his job. They hit him, he doesn't like it, and he wants this business to go down the drain. And so he helps them, under one condition. They take him with them and bring him to the ECBNH building with all the data and keep his mind stored. And so they do. They run out and are able to escape this building as alarms go off and the building begins to shut down. They make it out when suddenly Kale sees a vision from their past. Though it's not just a vision. They see a black Imatantra appear out of nowhere and snatch the drive with all the information and Robbie on it. A chase ensues. As the hypertrain is now open once again, they run through, boarding the train and riding it all the way back to the nearest station to the ECBNH building. After chasing them, and just before the train comes to its stop, they're able to take the drive back, and the Imatantra disappears once again. They're able to bring the drive to the ECBNH building, and they turn it in for their reward. And luckily, a new job appears. Robbie needs a body. And so they all go on a mission to find Robbie his body. He doesn't give them any direct directions, but what he does give them is a sort of GPS-like arrow map that they can follow. The best way to go currently, as the hypertrain is now closed once again, is using what's called a Taxitron 9000, a screaming taxi robot that is seemingly losing its mind at everything. Around halfway there, the Taxitron 9000 seems to malfunction and crashes into a pole in the food district of the super city Zampelion, the city that they are all in. They do a bit of shopping after the Taxitron is looted for all its parts by the residents of this area, and eventually make their way out, getting stuck in an alleyway after having to fight off some gang members, when suddenly, an image from Ross's past appears, saving them as all these gang members are destroyed by a massive elbow drop. This is Big Buck the Chuck, Ross's rival from back in his wrestling days. Suddenly, he jumps from building to building with extreme strength and power. Why is he here? Ross doesn't say much, but perhaps they'll find out in the future. They continue on and eventually follow the map all the way to what looks like a shipyard. They enter the shipyard as it is wide open to enter. They follow the map and pull a tarp off of a beautiful blue and white stargazer ship. But the map seems to keep pointing in that direction, implying that this isn't the ship they're looking for. They go around and pull the tarp off of one more, and they find a garbage truck ship. A massive 30-foot garbage ship that Robbie seems incredibly excited to integrate with. They put him into the console, and he begins to integrate with the firmware. He explains that he wanted a ship with experience, one that's gone on so many journeys so far and wide. And this was the best choice. When suddenly they hear Eidolonian security coming for them. They begin to take off the ship as they have a quick chase from the Eidolonian police. They're able to empty the back of the trash truck all over the front of the ship. Suddenly the chase is done, and they're able to fly right on back to the ECB&H building. They turn in their mission and get their reward, ready to start the next mission. And that next mission is an escort mission for a hauler-class ship, delivering supplies to a town on the outskirts of the city. And so you're all caught up! This has been the first few sessions of Galactorama. Thank you for listening, and look forward to the next episode coming out next week. Episodes come out every Friday, so look out for that. Please remember to rate us on iTunes, and know that we are available on all of your podcasting platforms. Thank you to Captivate for being our host. We're all really excited to have our podcast on this site. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll hear from us soon.